Farmers need stepped-up basis. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. On Capitol Hill, there's a proposal to eliminate the stepped-up basis in agriculture, and that would have costly impacts on the nation's farmers. Tax policy is important in helping farmers pass their operations on to the future generations. Talked with Farm Bureau economist John Newton.
To reduce the capital gains tax, farmers and ranchers use stepped-up basis, which provides a reset for the basis during intergenerational transfer or to the market value at the date of death. Without stepped-up basis and considering the dramatic increase that we've seen in land values in the recent decades, many farmers would face a burdensome tax hike through capital gains taxes when they sell all or a portion of the farm's assets.
Ag groups ran the numbers on what the potential gains taxes would be per acre of cropland.
Based on USDA's data from 1997 and assuming a capital gains tax rate of 20%, we found that the taxes would be anywhere from $500 to $800 per acre in areas closer to urban areas where land values have appreciated more rapidly. The taxes could be even higher per acre. The longer the land has been in the family, the higher the capital gains tax most likely is going to be. I think one way to put that into perspective is to think about the income generation on the farm. So we looked at cash rental rates across the country, and that $500 to $1,000 per acre in taxes in many cases was 400 to 500, even 1,000% of the cash rental rate.
Farmers can write their members of Congress asking for support. David Sparks, an association with the Ag Information Network.